The Army took a lot of heat over the past decade over cost and schedule overruns in its major acquisition programs, many of which ultimately had to be canceled. But since 2010, the service's acquisition leaders say there's been a notable turnaround. They say they've wholeheartedly embraced the concepts in the Pentagon's acquisition improvement effort, Better Buying Power. The Army says the reforms it's implemented saved several hundred million dollars last year, and it expects more than $2 billion in additional savings over the next 5 years. But Heidi Shiu, the Army's Assistant Secretary for Acquisition, Logistics, and Technology, says that progress will reverse itself if Congress lets sequestration make across-the-board cuts to DOD's budget and if the department remains under a continuing resolution for a full year.
Every Army acquisition program will be affected by the cuts that's imposed under the sequestration. Schedules for RDT&E-funded prams will be extended by periods ranging anywhere between 6 weeks to 18 months. Procurement programs will experience funding cuts. The impacts to the industrial base will be significant. The impact of sequestration and a year-long CR could result in 16,000 jobs lost or not realized, which affects 39 states. And the District of Columbia.
She was speaking in a recorded video message to the Association of the U.S. Army's annual winter conference in Florida. She says costs for every acquisition program will go up because carefully thought out strategies like more efficient multi-year contracts will have to undergo modifications for lack of adequate funding, since sequestration will cut each program by an indiscriminate 9%. And that cost growth, she says, will continue out into future years.
Each program that's affected by cuts will encounter greater susceptibility to future delays and costs. PMs are asked to take on greater risks to absorb these reductions. Current year activities and procurement buys will be delayed or reduced to meet sequestration targets with no assurance that funding will be restored in the future years. These changes will extend program schedules, increase our unit cost, and add to our program's overall risk next year and beyond.
Sequestration aside, Shiu says the absence of an approved budget for fiscal year 2013 creates more problems for doing more cost-efficient contracting. In this year alone, six of the programs the Army crafted under Better Buying Power can't even begin because new starts are prohibited while the Pentagon is funded under a continuing resolution.
In aviation, the Army will be unable to award the Chinook program multi-year contract or procure the planned quantities of the Apache helicopter, which increases in unit cost. In addition, the Army was unable to commence efforts to include the Paladin PIM modification LRIP production, and it impacts the General Fund Enterprise Business System, GFIPS, that's critical to our ability to meet auditability. These impacts illustrate the very real consequences of the fiscal challenges that we face here.
The job of managing a wave of changes to acquisition programs will fall to the Army's contracting professionals, a workforce the Army says it's also invested a lot of time and money in building and training over the past 2 years. But like every other workforce in DOD, it will also get smaller under sequestration, beginning in April, when DOD civilians will start being placed on unpaid furlough for 1 day a week. Gabe Camarillo is the Army's Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary for Acquisition.
Certainly, we think that there is a potential here for a perfect storm, because to implement sequestration reductions in other funding lines and in other areas of our budget, it's going to potentially necessitate the modification and potential termination of contracts. So the number of contracting actions is going to go up significantly at the same time that we may encounter a shortfall in our workforce. So that's going to present some significant challenges for us, in the coming weeks and months, if in fact we have to implement these reductions.
The savings the Army's realized so far under Better Buying Power came most significantly from a tenet of the program the Pentagon calls should cost management. The central idea is that acquisition professionals should manage their programs based on what they ought to cost in an ideal world, rather than what DOD's history of cost overruns suggests they will cost. That principle has turned out to work pretty well, according to Major General Harold Green, the Army Acquisition Corps' Deputy for Acquisition and Systems Management.
And that's actually paid dividends, real dividends. Our savings in FY12 was approximately $370 million that we could point to where we had concrete savings, and we expect more in future years. Our projection right now is $2.5 billion in 13 to 17.
Green offered up the example of the Net Warrior program. The Army wanted a way to let dismounted combat leaders see their locations on a video screen, but the original program was designed with gold-plated specifications and was too heavy for soldiers to carry. After restructuring, the Army settled on a revised program that used mostly commercial technology, including an off-the-shelf Android handheld device. The cost difference was almost $900 million. Green says the Army's new acquisition approaches have worked out well for big systems, too, like helicopters. He says the Army is now using multi-year contracts to buy its heavy-lift workhorse, the CH-47.
In the first multi-year contract, we saved about 10%. We have a second one ready to award. Unfortunately, since it's a multi-year contract, and that has to be authorized and appropriated by the Congress, it's in a hang fire status right now, waiting for this continuing resolution thing to get settled. But when we do get to award it, it's going to be about $3.4 billion with a savings of $810 million, nearly 20% from the expected cost. Certainly, that's real money.
Green also spoke at the Association of the U.S. Army's annual winter get-together in Fort Lauderdale, which, after 14 years, will be the last time the event is held. With travel and conference budgets getting squeezed across the federal government, attendance has dropped significantly. Officials say there are almost as many attendees from other nations as there are from the U.S. military this year. Several of the military leaders who appeared on this year's panels appeared by video teleconference. Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.